Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 509, and also welcome to 2016. Man, I can't believe it's already 2016. I appreciate you spending a little bit of your time with me at the beginning here of this year with me, and I definitely am excited for a lot of the questions that we have coming up here on the show, and also everything that I'm doing on Smart Passive Income to enhance your experience through the brand, but more importantly, to help you with your online business, which is why I'm here. And again, for those of you who are just joining me for the first time, what I do here is I answer voicemail questions from people like you 5 days a week. And if you have a question that you'd like asked on the show or to have your voicemail question featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And today's question is from Dennis over in the UK. It's a great question. And why don't we hear it right now?
Hi, Pat. Thanks for your fantastic podcast and website. I listen to them every day and absolutely love them. My name's Dennis Thompson. I'm from the UK, and last year I wrote, illustrated, and published a children's book that I made for my daughter Heidi, who is 3 years old. The book is called The Tale of the Greedy Fish and was originally funded through Kickstarter. I've had great success selling the books in school visits where I read the book to the children, answer any questions, and then set up a store to sell the books afterwards. The kids genuinely love the book, as do the parents and teachers. I've got a website, thegreedyfish.co.uk. and have about 300 fans on the Greedy Fish Facebook page, but I'm only selling occasional copies on the website, and the same again through Amazon, where I've got almost 75-star reviews now. So I need to make a few more regular sales. I've used Facebook boosts targeting mums and parents groups, and also started using Google AdWords Express, so I can see an increase in traffic, but again, very few conversions. I give away the book as an ebook version as an incentive from time to time. And I've also started a blog, so all my social media accounts are linked back and forth to each other. Any advice at all on how to get the sales going would be greatly appreciated. It's really wearing me out now. So many, many thanks. Keep up good work, and I hope to hear from you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's up, Dennis? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I looked up your book on Kickstarter and on Amazon. I get the US version because I'm in the US. And of course, you mentioned 75 reviews. I see 4 on here in the US store. And so I know that you're targeting the UK and all that stuff, which is great. I think you've done something well here with creating this book. I think Kickstarter is a great way to start it. But again, Kickstarter is just, you know, the start of it. That's why it's called a Kickstart. You need to keep things going. And so hopefully my answer to your question here will help with that. Now, if there's one thing I know more than anything that helps people who have books on Amazon or just books in general sell more books, it is really more books. So if this has gone well for you, I feel like adding more to your collection, if possible, if in your time constraints and if you have the juice for it to do that. I mean, it's sounds like a wonderful thing that you've done here for your 3-year-old. I think doing more can be an amazing process for you and your child to kind of go through at the same time. And also, you'll have more books to sell. So when you go to these places, you'll not only be selling one of your books, but perhaps multiple. Or you can use books to cross promote each other. I know a lot of successful children's authors who do really very, very well. Katie Davis, for example, and I know she has a number of books. I've seen them. She sent me a few. you to my kids and I, and we've read them and they're amazing. And so, you know, kids books are cool like that. And so I would recommend you check out Katie Davis, KatieDavis. You can look her up on Google. Just look up children's books, Katie Davis. She's a plethora of information for those of you who are doing children's books. And she has a lot of great stuff to help you market your books too. She also has a course, I believe, on creating your book videos and all those sorts of things. A lot of great stuff. Books will help sell more books. So that's the first thing. Now, if that's not possible at this very moment, there's other things you can do. So the second thing I would say is you want to get connected with other influencers out there in the space. Other, you know, you say that you target moms and all these things with your Facebook posts, which I think is great, but are any of those moms also on social media with a large following? Do any of those moms have a blog or a podcast, for example? Maybe you could do some giveaways. I mean, you said you do ebook giveaways, which is I think is a fantastic idea because it's at no extra cost to you, but you could potentially earn a lot more as a result of doing promotions with other people and that sort of thing. So connecting with other influencers. Who are the mum blogs in the UK? The mum blogs in the UK who you could connect with. I'm sure there's a bunch of them that would do very well. And I think you should also try and work with other children's authors to see if you can get into that network and connect with them. Look them up on LinkedIn. Try to go to events and try to make connections with those people. You're just going to find out a ton of information to help you promote your stuff in all different kinds of ways. That's how I've been able to earn the most of the knowledge that I know about what I do is by talking to people and by getting to know people and seeing what they do. And so I would definitely recommend seeing who else is out there, especially influencers, but also people in your space also writing children's books to see how they're doing it. And so you could do those things too. I don't believe paid advertising is a great way to go about it. I think it's all about relationships, really. And where you're going to get the most bang for your buck is through the recommendations from other people. As Mark Zuckerberg says, there's no better recommendation than one from a trusted friend. And if you can befriend somebody who has a big following with a lot of trust with that person, then it's going to be a lot easier for you to, even through these promotions and, you know, the things like that, giveaways and maybe even a contest around it, depending on what the content is in the book, maybe have some contest related to the theme of the book, to have parents get involved with their kids. I'm just spitballing here. There's a lot of things you could do. You can be creative. I think that was one thing that Jeff Goins told me when we first started talking about book marketing back in 2013, which is just try and be creative too. I think there's some other things you can do that I can't even think of right now that you probably know that you could probably do to enhance the exposure, to get people involved, to get your community who is already reading this book to help spread it and share it with their friends and family too. I think that could help out as well. The third thing I would say is you can do promotions on Amazon specifically that can help you get more exposure too. So if you're, for example, on KDP Select, you are able to, within a 90-day period, run a promotion where you could have your book be listed for free for 5 days, up to 5 days. Some people do three. Whatever it is, it gives you a boost because it gives you exposure. There's a lot of websites out there that trigger looking for these kinds of promotions when books that were on sale go for free. They just go buck wild. You get a lot of downloads. And again, you could see how by having more books in the system, this can help you out because then you could run KDB Select promotions on the other books too to help cross-promote and whatnot. Plus, people are going to visit your author page. People will see all the other books that you have to offer there too. People who buy this book also buy this book. And the more opportunities there are for that, it's going to help you exponentially over time. But like I said, these promotions on the KDP, they do help. And then when you get back to the paid price after these promotions are over, you can definitely see a bump in sales. I would also check out buckbooks.com. You can run promotions through that particular website too. Again, that's buckbooks.com, buckbooks.com. I remember connecting with the owner of that site, which he connects with other authors who have books. I ran a promotion for Let Go on there, my other book on Amazon. I have another book coming out in February, but the one I am talking about is called Let Go, and he does a promotion where he just bundles books together. Authors get together for 99-cent promotions for a certain time period, and he has this huge list. So that's a great way to get some exposure too. So I don't know if he does children's books or fictional books. I know he does nonfiction, but you might want to check it out. Again, it's buckbooks.com. The last thing I want to mention, Dennis, before I finish up here, is that, like I said earlier, I went to the U.S. page to check out the book. I love the cover, and it's very colorful, Tale of the Greedy Fish. Love it. But then it says it's not available. It's out of print or limited availability. At least in the U.S. it is. So you might be losing out on potential sales in the U.S. because I don't see it. It lists paperback, but then there's no price, No new from what price or used from what price. It says literally out of print, limited availability. So you could be missing sales on there too. And I know this was here, but at some point, because there's an ISBN number, you know, it even says April 4th, 2015 published and by you and excuse me. And there are four reviews and they're all 5 stars. So, you know, I think you're losing out on opportunities to get in front of a U.S. market too. And of course, that opens up a whole new realm of potentially selling it through mom blogs and running promotions in the same way that I had mentioned earlier with the other mom blogs in the UK. So Dennis, I hope this at least gives you a starting point and things to think about moving forward. I wish you the best of luck here in 2016. And, you know, I hope the Tale of Greedy Fish becomes a success for you and all the other books that you have coming out with too. And best of luck to you and your child for, you know, your journey here. I think it's really cool. It's kind of inspiring because, you know, I think a children's book would be a lot of fun to do. And again, connect with my good friend, Katie Davis. She'll definitely help you out there. Yeah, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank you, all of you, who have been telling me how excited you are about my upcoming book called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. It's about validating your ideas, this business idea that you have. You know, it's a brand new year. You've had this idea in mind. You've wanted to start a business, or maybe you have a business already, but it's just not going the way you want it to, and you're looking to make a change, and you want to validate an idea before you actually move forward with it. Well, this is the book for you, and it walks you through the validation process step by step. I mean, one of my pet peeves with books is really that they tell you you know, why you should do things and what to do, but not how to do it. And, you know, the walkthrough, the step-by-step, and that's what my book does. And I include a lot of personal stories. The book launch team, thank you. Big shout out to the book launch team, has been giving me a ton of praise, and they're very excited for the launch, and they're definitely going to be there on February 1st to help out, and I hope you will too. If you want to get first notice of when this book becomes available, just head on over to willitflybook.com. Again, that's willitflybook.com. And more information on that coming very soon, including some pre-bundle bonuses for the hardcover version or the paperback version, because we're definitely going to be pushing it out there and incentivizing people to buy some bundles and stuff. So you'll see what's all available. But again, check it out, willitflybook.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day, and this is by Tyler Kent White. He says, "Never apologize for burning too brightly or collapsing into yourself every night. That's how galaxies are made." And I think it's very appropriate because, you know, in the journey that I had writing this book, you know, it's like it was a struggle, you know, and I knew that, like, sometimes I literally just collapsed into bed and was just like shriveled up because I just expended all my energy. But you know what? Like, that is how galaxies are made. You know, they just that's what they do. They burn bright and they collapse into themselves and then. So hopefully we can all come up with that big boom this year for us and our businesses. And I wish you all the best again. Ask your questions at askpat.com. I'll be here for you 5 days a week. And until I talk to you next week, thank you so much. I wish you all the best of luck. And here's to a great year. Cheers, guys. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.